NASA engineers are already building and testing rockets and capsules that will be the primary vehicles for human space exploration after the shuttle fleet is retired in 2010. The overall space exploration effort is called the Constellation Project, and according to NASA's Deputy Administrator Wayne Hale, one of the key goals is a return to the moon, with astronauts landing there by 2020.
We're going to go for a considerable period of time to really explore the moon in a very significant way, set up a permanent outpost, we hope, and use that as a base to learn about what resources might be available on the moon, and then set our sights on Mars.
Meanwhile, the International Space Station has been racing towards completion.
Zero and liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis.
In February, the Shuttle Atlantis blasted off on the first of four missions to the space station in 2008, fixing a toilet, installing two major science labs, and doubling the station's crew capacity. Again, Deputy NASA Administrator Wayne Hale.
We're looking forward to another four in 2009. We'll have five more missions in the year in 2010 to complete the assembly, and then at long last we'll have a fully functional, well-stocked laboratory in space.
In 2008, NASA's unmanned probes caught the public's attention. Three of the probes circling the sun began sending data back to Earth, and the Cassini spacecraft passed through Saturn's rings and turned its instruments on one of the planet's moons, analyzing icy geysers that erupt from its interior. The Messenger probe flew by the planet Mercury twice, mapping its surface, and the fascination with Mars grew with six spacecraft exploring the red planet in 2008. For many, the most exciting moment came when the unmanned probe Phoenix completed its 10-month journey, landing on the red planet in May.
Phoenix has landed.
More excitement followed when the probe dug into the planet's surface and found the water ice it was looking for. Phoenix Project scientist Peter Smith.
We have found the proof that we've been seeking that show that this hard, bright material really is water ice and not some other substance.
The water is evidence that life could have existed on the planet in its past. One of the space agency's oldest pieces of equipment, the Hubble Space Telescope, continued to focus on distant worlds in 2008, bringing images of colliding galaxies and more. The year will also be remembered for the space telescope's gift of the first ever image of a planet outside our solar system. Again, Wayne Hale.
Hubble remains what one astronomer termed the most productive scientific instrument in the history of the world. NASA now has plans to build an even larger space telescope called the James Webb Space Telescope, which we expect to be placed in orbit in just a few years. And it will be much more powerful than the Hubble and will continue this astronomical work.
Despite budget uncertainties and its aging shuttle fleet, Hale says NASA also plans to complete construction of the space station by 2011 and continue going forward into the universe.
The International Space Station is a shining example of what many nations of the world can do together. We believe that the project to go back to the moon and set up these outposts should also be an international project, and we've invited nations from around the world to join us.
NASA's long-term plans are to build a permanent base on the moon that will one day be used as a launching pad for manned flights to Mars. Paul Sisko, VOA News.